שחולפים דרכי ברחוב, ובריחם הטוב תופסת. נלקח ממני סוד.
פנים בנעורים אני פוגשת, הם חולפים דרכי ברחוב, ובריחם הטוב תופסת.
Right, that's Eti Ankri. Putumayo presents Israel and Putumayo and Nikach Mimeni Sod. Here comes time travel.
This Sunday's Father's Day, and so I want to take a moment to talk about the most important job many of us will ever have, and that's being a dad. Today, we're blessed to live in a world where technology allows us to connect instantly with just about anyone on the planet. But no matter how advanced we get, there will never be a substitute for the love and support, and most importantly, the presence of a parent in a child's life. And in many ways, that's uniquely true for fathers. I never really knew my own father. I was raised by a single mom and two wonderful grandparents who made incredible sacrifices for me. And there are single parents like my mom all across the country who do a heroic job raising terrific kids. But I still wish I had a dad who was not only around but involved. Another role model to teach me what my mom did her best to instill. Values like hard work and integrity, responsibility, delayed gratification, all the things that give a child the foundation to envision a brighter future for themselves. That's why I try every day to be for Michelle and my girls what my father was not for my mother and me. And I've met plenty of other people, dads and uncles and men without a family connection, who are trying to break the cycle and give more of our young people a strong male role model. Being a good parent, whether you're gay or straight, a foster parent or a grandparent, isn't easy. It demands your constant attention, frequent sacrifice, and of course, a healthy dose of patience. And nobody's perfect. To this day, I'm still trying to figure out how to be a better husband to my wife and a better father to my kids. And I want to do what I can as president to encourage strong marriage and strong families. We should reform our child support laws to get more men working and engaged with their children. And my administration will continue to work with the faith and other community organizations, as well as businesses, on a campaign to encourage strong parenting and fatherhood. Because if there's one thing I've learned along the way, it's that all our personal successes shine a little less brightly if we fail at family. That's what matters most. When I look back on my life, I won't be thinking about any particular legislation I passed or policy I promoted. I'll be thinking about Michelle and the journey we've been on together. I'll be thinking about Sasha's dance recitals and Malia's tennis matches, about the conversations we've had and the quiet moments we've shared. I'll be thinking about whether I did right by them and whether they knew every day just how much they were loved. That's what I think about when I think about fatherhood. And if we can do our best to be a source of comfort and encouragement to our kids, if we can show them unconditional love and help them grow into the people they were meant to be, then we will have succeeded. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and have a great weekend.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax and take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why think of everything you've got? For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. There's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just sit down and take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them, you know, not me now. There's a way, and I know I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Hello?
Hi, is Mark there?
Yeah?
It's me, Shannon. We met at Jack's party.
Yeah, how can I forget? Wow, how you doing? I haven't heard from you in,
9 months. Hello?
Some moments change your life. San Andreas Telephone, for those difficult conversations.
Hello, time travelers. My name's Chris Earle. It's the Father's Day show. Special guest today is Paul Earle, and Eric Earle's gonna be here. And maybe even Russ.
Daddy wasn't there. Daddy, Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair. It seems he doesn't care. Daddy wasn't there.
making kidney pies. When I was modernized, when I was circumcised, Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair, to change my underwear. Daddy wasn't there. Here's a daddy tissue.
D to the A to the DDY. D to the A to the DDY.
They say it's just a fad, but I got a deadbeat dad.
D to the A to the DDY. D to the A to the DDY.
I sit in my room and cry and ask myself the reason why.
D to the A to the DDY. D to the A to the DDY.
Daddy. Daddy. D-A-D-D-Y.
Peace.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just closed my eyes, my whole world is up here. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away.
got so bad I knew I had to leave. But halfway down that highway, when I turned around, I saw my little daughter running after me, crying, "Daddy, don't you walk so fast? Daddy, don't you walk so fast? Daddy, slow down some, 'cause you're making me run. Daddy, don't you walk so fast?"
And welcome to my father, Paul Earl. Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Great.
So this is from 1943. It was Judy Garland. And the one before that was Al Dexter and his Troopers with Pistol Packin' Mama from your hit parade, 1943. And my dad was born in 1943, in February. So what was happening in 1943, Dad?
February 9th, to be exact, 1943. What was happening then was World War II was underway.
Yep.
And luckily, I was just a baby, but my dad was in it. He was a merchant marine officer.
Yeah.
And he was going across the Atlantic Ocean on transporting troops and oil. And it was an interesting year. He had also been in World War I. He was a lot older than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And he married one of his high school students.
Yeah.
So 30-year age different. So when I was born in 1943, my father was 53 years old and my mother was 23 years old, and I was the second child. I had an older brother, Charles, born in 42.
Mm-hmm.
But February 9th, 1943, going back, was a cold day. I was born in the Truesdale Hospital in Fall River, Massachusetts, and we lived in my grandmother and grandfather's farmhouse in Tiverton, Rhode Island, a house that's been built in 1788.
Yep.
Passed down through the generations. It was a 30-acre farm when I was a baby. And yep. We had two cows and a horse, and they also operated the farmhouse as a bed and breakfast.
Nice. Now, what did your father teach? What did my grandfather teach?
He taught American history and economics.
Okay.
He was a graduate of Harvard University class of 1912. Same class as Joseph P. Kennedy, President Kennedy's father.
Yep.
And I actually have pictures from the reunion at the Western Country Club in 1937. So my father's a school teacher, and Joseph P. Kennedy's all dressed up in his vested suit. He was working for banks and on Wall Street at the time, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so there was Uncle Charlie, who was the older brother, and then there was you in 1943, and then a little later on, we had Richard and Miriam, my aunt and uncle.
Right. Miriam was born in 1946 and Richard in 1948.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to Time Travel. If anybody's tuning in for the first time, what I like to do here on Time Travel is we usually pick a number of different years. For instance, we're in 1943 right now, so we usually play two or three songs from there, or a news item or a movie or what have you, and another year. And since my father's here today, I decided to go through some things that he might like over the past 66 years on Earth here. So I'm going to play one more thing from 1943, and then I'll be back here with Paul Earl, my daddy, here on Time Travel. This is Chris Earl. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel, and thank you for tuning in.
Dear old dad, we love you so.
Dear old dad, we are glad to be here with you on this day of days, and we swear always that we will be here on this day each year. Today, Father, is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much we know, it's just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father, and that's good enough for us.
Today, Father, is Father's Day, a day that we all revere.
The tie that you got didn't cost such a lot, but we will give you the same tie next year.
You tell us it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss.
For they say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us.
Yes, you.
For the fat that's hanging over your belt. A is for the appetite that craves patty melts. T is for that temper you seem always to lose. And H is for the hemorrhoids that you had removed. E is for the exercise you never have time for. R is for the rants that there's no reason or rhyme for. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Dad, D is for the dopey things you say to my friends. A is for that angry look when mom overspends. D is for the driveway that you sometimes just miss. But you're our dad and life with you is nothing but bliss. Papa. P is for the Pepto-Bismol you sometimes drink. O is for olive pits that you spit out in the sink. P is for perseverance when we're all in a lurch. And P is for that Sunday when you pooted in church. Daddy. A is for those little things you always will do. When we need your help, we know we can count on you. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Father, father, dear old pop, you're my dad, I'm so glad it's time to stop.
Let's go back to July 4th, 1970, and right off the microphone, right before the show, Dad said, on July 3rd, 1970, something magical happened that day, something important. What happened on July 3rd, 1970?
It was a big day because that was the day that I bought the 1970 Volkswagen camper bus at Belmont Volkswagen in Belmont. And your mother wanted white wall tires for it.
Mm-hmm.
So on July 3rd, I can remember there was another bus with white wall tires, and I actually went over to the dealership. It was closed for the July 4th weekend,
mm-hmm.
and I took all the tires off of one Volkswagen bus and put it on the one we bought. A red Volkswagen camper bus, $3,800, 1970 prices. And we got the Volkswagen bus. You weren't born yet, but your brothers were. They were one and a half and 2.5 years old.
Yep.
And we headed for Truro on Cape Cod for a weekend of camping.
Wow.
And when we got down there, the campground was full.
Oh, no. So you had the brand new camper, and you took tires off another camper and put them on that camper.
Exactly.
Did you do it with or without the knowledge of the Belmont VW dealer?
No, Belmont VW knew I was going to do it.
Oh, that's good. So you talked. All right.
So they knew it.
So there was no malicious act there. You weren't going in the middle of the night and pulling tires off of one camper and putting it onto the other you wanted.
No malicious act. So when I got down there to the North Truro camping area,
uh-huh.
and right near the lighthouse, the Truro Lighthouse.
Yeah.
And when it was full, they allowed us to park off of the entrance road. Mm-hmm. So you know what was happening the whole night? People were coming in looking for a campsite, and the campsites were full, so they were turning around and leaving. And a lot of people had to tow behind trailers, tent trailers, or they had the campers to go on the back of pickup trucks. But what I remember was it was noisy all night because they were coming in and out, and the overflow area was to drive down to Provincetown and park in the AMP parking lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, people must be camping either on the side of the road or in a parking lot or something, because right before July, everybody wants to see the fireworks. They've gone all the way down the Cape. And the Cape isn't really very close. If anybody's been down to Truro or Provincetown, it's actually a little bit of a ride. And from Bedford, what would it take, 2 hours maybe?
Oh, yeah.
We were in Framingham at that time or Bedford?
Yeah, we lived in Framingham at that time, so it was probably about 110, 120 miles to Provincetown. A couple of hours with the Route 6 traffic. So that was it. But there it was, the shiny red Volkswagen camper. And believe it or not, it's still sitting in my backyard.
Yes, it's a tool shed.
It's used as
tax-free storage. Tax-free storage. That's great.
Boys and girls, I'd like to be serious for a moment, if I may. Spotlight, please. Come on, guys, I'm not doing a spotlight bit. Let's have a warm, crusty welcome for my estranged father, Rabbi Hyman Krestovsky. Lenny, a little reconciliation music, if you please. Oh, mein Papa, to me was so wonderful. Oh, mein Papa, come on, Dad, to me he was so good. You know the words. No one could be so gentle and so lovable.
I got something in my eye.
Here, take my hanky.
There.
He always understood. We haven't seen each other in 25 years.
Oh, I love you, son.
I love you too, Daddy.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. It's you too. With Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own, or I call it Oh Mine Papa. And before that, we had the Simpsons. We had Krusty and his papa from the Simpsons. And Eric just walked in, so Brother Eric is here. Happy Father's Day, Eric. No father, but Brother Eric is here.
Always a pleasure. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. To two middle-aged guys with no kids are celebrating right. Father's Day right now right. without our father. He's on his way because...
There's a lot of traffic.
He said to me, I said, Dad, I just got... Derek's not going to be here, so he said, I could do the 7 and 9 if you want the shift. And I said, I'll take it. And I said, Dad, this is great news. We're going to get to do 4 hours. And he goes, well, I'll be in at 7.
It's a 50-50.
And he said, I want to miss the traffic. That's what he said. I want to miss the traffic.
It's a 50-50 over on your father's day.
Yes, exactly. So as Derek has often said, and as I often say, the number one thing about doing radio is being on time. You have to be here when it actually starts, especially, and I said to him, he just texted me, he's like, is Eric going to be there at 7? And I said, he's here right now. I said, we're celebrating without you. And I'm like, it's your show. You can show up whenever you want. But it's like, we're not going to do an annual Father's Day show every week. It only happens once a year. You know, I was going to ask him questions that we don't get to ask him on the air. A couple of things about, like, wisdom. You know, we never get those moments of wisdom. Maybe Dad will be able to give us some insight today.
Yeah.
On things that we don't know. Like, maybe what his favorite food is. Might be probably steak or something like that. What do you think it is?
Tuna fish.
Oh, tuna. That's a good one. Yeah, it could be tuna fish. His greatest regret. The most frightened he's ever been.
7 and 7s.
The 7 and 7 story.
That's right.
From BU. We could ask him about the 7 and 7. That'd be a good story to tell. Especially because it's Pride Month, too.
Oh, that's right.
That's a good Pride story, too. And Brother Russ is actually on the way in. With or without, well, I wouldn't say the new girlfriend, because she's been around a little while. But Russ, you never know with Russ. He's always got a different companion every few months. Every time we see him, it's always someone new. Yeah. But we'll see if they come in time to celebrate. We actually had an entire show once around Christmas time where we were betting on whether or not Russ would come in and whether or not he would make it in time by 7 o'clock. And he never did. It was the Where's Russ show.
That's right.
And I said 100-1 odds, and Dad's like 1,000-1. And then, of course, he never showed up. It was not a Christmas miracle. But I actually have something here. I think I'll play it. It's from a number of years ago. It's me, you, and Dad. And it's Christmas time. And we're talking about some Christmas stuff here. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, here we go. This is from December 23rd, 2009. So this is almost, this is almost 8 years ago now. So it's like 7.5 years ago. So this was Time Travel show number 94 back in 2009, December 23rd. I've been on the radio almost 10 years now. It's crazy. And it's myself and Eric and dear old Dad. And let's hear what we're talking about. We'll be right back. It's the special Father's Day show spectacular without our father. He is on the way, though. It's Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you until 9 p.m. And my brother Eric is here. And Russell is on the way as well as the father. So stick around. It's going to be good. I got all kinds of good stuff here. WMFO, you are on the air. Caller, you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
How are you tonight?
Who dat? So, Dad's got a yachting magazine. And what's on the cover there, Dad?
What's on this cutter? This cover, I should say, is a Westport 125-foot motor yacht.
This is a band called Blue, or Bleu.
Bleu, bleu.
That's blue in French. So what else was on there? An automated cat cleaner?
Oh, I lost it.
What was it called?
Automated litter box.
Automated litter box. Automated litter box. $349.
That's what my tenant should have had. She left me a nice present.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a bitch.
That would be a perfect one for her, because it had a space-age look to it and could have blasted a kitten to outer space.
Yeah. What do you think, Dad? Should I bring it to court? Am I bringing it to court?
Here we are.
Or should I have should I have a nice Christmas heart and let it go? What do you think?
You went this far and you had her served. You should bring her in her car, see if she shows up.
Yeah, but I think she left him a present in the toilet.
Come on.
Are we on the air?
We are on the air, yes.
Hello?
So what was the best present you ever got, Dad?
I think way back, my favorite present.
Russell?
I'm going way back.
The forceps?
I'm going back to pre-children. I'm going back to my Erecta set.
There you go.
My AC Gilbert
what set?
Erecta set. Erecta set. You don't even know what an Erecta set was.
Yeah, Eric had an Erecta set.
That's right.
He had one.
Right. And AC Gilbert.
I used to play with it.
The erection set.
The Erecta set.
And Uncle Charlie had an AC Gilbert chemistry set.
He used to blow stuff up.
Uncle Charlie used to figure out how he could make better gunpowder.
Yeah. That's what was interesting back then. Eric had a chemistry set too.
Right. That's right.
Because that was what boys wanted, so they can blow stuff up.
Blow things up and just light it on fire.
Yeah.
Or make your plaster Paris rocket with a CO2 cartridge go up in the air.
Yeah.
You could either use match heads or you could fill it with your homemade gunpowder and have it blow up right on the launching pad. Which was funny. If you put too much in it, instead of going up in the air, it actually just blow the CO2 cartridge.
Yeah.
So actually, Uncle Charlie...
It's dangerous.
He'd buy CO2 cartridges. He used to buy CO2 cartridges to make salsa water, you know, carbonated water. And we'd actually buy them, and he'd actually waste the CO2 so he could make match head rockets out of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, they were pretty neat. It was fun watching them go up.
Do you think Arthur Fiedler did that?
Got a big audience.
I bet you Arthur Fiedler had a nice Erecta set.
Probably everybody did.
Yeah.
I had one that could make, the big ones could actually make a Ferris wheel.
That's pretty cool.
Which was a lot. And then,
you could have put it next to the cupcake tree.
Yeah, and there was the little electric motor would pull these on them, and so you could run your Ferris wheel or your windmill. Mine could make the windmill.
Yeah.
I didn't have one that could make the Ferris wheel. That was a lot of parts.
That's pretty neat. Well, Eric had that one with, it was like you could pick up metal with it, right? Didn't it have a magnet? And you could throw stuff in the truck. You don't even remember, do you?
No.
Do you remember your Erecta set? Just because you played with once, and then you weren't interested.
Threw it out. No, I actually remember it. When I had a little generator, and I'd make like a little...
it was a generator.
Almost like a little ski lift of things. And actually, I just had a nice visual of 28 cupcakes flying back and forth on my ski lift from the Erecta set. That would be nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
and we
could
put sparkles in each one.
Yeah, Erecta set. I could see that.
Yeah.
The other fun were Tinker Toys were always fun.
Yeah.
Tinker Toys.
The wooden Tinker Toys.
On log cabins.
Yeah. You ever get? What about you, Eric? You ever get? What are you? What was your gift?
My gift. I always wanted one of those, I wanted a BB gun, and I never got that because.
was your favorite gift?
Shoot your eye out.
Not what you didn't get.
And then I cried and ruined my birthday party or Christmas and my birthday party because of it. But then I finally got a nice. Gas-powered airplane that I started and drove it into the ground, and
then
it never started again. That was it.
Well, you cut your finger on it too. Remember?
Yeah, and I cut my finger on it.
That was the best gift.
Cut my finger off almost. So
that was the best gift. The thing almost lopped your finger off.
Yeah. Kids nowadays, they get these little styrofoam things that weigh 3 ounces. You need something with gas and an engine.
Yeah, that thing was pretty cool.
It was.
Yeah.
The helicopter was fun.
The little remote helicopter?
Not the remote one that fly independently. One that flew around on a pilot.
Okay.
Oh, was that the one I put Chris on and he took off out of the yard?
Yeah.
No, that one was fun.
Babes in Toyland. This is what Arthur Fiedler. Remember that, Eric? Babes in Toyland with Laurel and Hardy?
Sure.
You don't remember that? I remember watching that with you around Christmas. That was pretty funny. You've seen Laurel and Hardy, Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll have a couple beers and it'll come back
to
me.
They show them on the cable channel in Bedford now. Old Laurel and Hardy movies.
Oh, they were great. The I think it was Babes in Toyland, right?
Yeah,
it was the old Laurel and Hardy movie.
It was Laurel where they're in the French Foreign Legion.
Oh, that's when they're in Foreign Legion. Isn't that on Christmas, too? Isn't there a Christmas... Yeah, that's a Christmas one, too.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, it had the March of the Wooden Soldiers in it. Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's what this is. Babes in Toyland, March of the Wooden Soldiers. 1934 Laurel and Hardy movie. Isn't this fun? What do you think? What are the odds of Russ right now? He's got 38 minutes. I'm going to say 1,000 to 1.
I'd say 10,000 to 1.
I'd say he's on his way and he's lost in Chelsea.
Really? You have the faith. You got the Christmas faith.
He's in Chelsea somewhere.
So you think he's just lost in Chelsea, or is he stopping to get himself a sandwich?
Or a snack.
A snack. No, he's got 37 minutes.
A special snack.
Yeah. It's funny because even when he isn't here, the show is still about Russ. His presence is
right.
His presence is always
That's right.
noticed.
That's right. I'm always accused of talking too much about Russ.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, he's an interesting character.
Right. That's right. We never expected him to last this long.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's not a good Christmas.
When he made it past 29 and then he made it past 39, I can't believe he's moving on to 49 and maybe he'll make 50.
I don't know. That's a one. You still got a few years there, Dad. He's only 42.
I know.
Be a Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loved me till the end. People, let me tell you about my best friend. He's a one-boy cuddly toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy. People, let me tell you about him. He's so much fun, whether we're talking man to man or whether we're talking sun to sun.
So I decided to call it. Last week I decided, hey, I'm going to play some old voicemails from my dad. I save them all, and I got to get rid of them. I mean,
hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
All right, let's start the show. Time Travel is here with you until 7 p.m. I have a wonderful thing coming up for you. This is Paul's Calls. And so I decided to call it. Last week I decided, hey, I'm going to play some old voicemails from my dad. I save them all, and I got to get rid of them. I mean, I save them forever. And I'm like, you know what? I have to share these with the world because they're so good. And I was going to call it Chris Dad because that's pretty much what he says as his opening. It's Chris Dad. He'll usually tell me his phone number a number of times or where he lives, which he's been at the same place for 40 years, at least almost as long as I've been alive. So, and he's had the same number for over 40 years. But anyway, if that's on there, I will make sure that it's locked out because we don't want people calling poor old daddy. And I don't want you to get him because he might talk your ear off for 3 hours on the phone. But these are always exciting. This one, I believe it's from, I want to say it even goes back to about 2013, maybe even before then. We went down to Washington, D.C., and we were trying to get into a museum. And Dad called me as I was parking the car, like almost immediately. Like I just drove away and I dropped him off, and we were parking the car. And he started to ask anybody who was around what time the museum closed. So I call this one, Are They Closing at 5:30? It's Paul's Calls all through 2017 here on Time Travel.
Chris said, I think if you drive down this way, you can get a parking place in front of the Air and Space Museum. But right at the entrance, I want to make sure you can go in. Excuse me. I think they're wrong. Okay, is it locked? It is closed. Somebody said it was open until 7:30. Yes or no? I don't think it's open.
I can't stand here.
Are they closing at 5:30? Are they closing at 5:30? Huh? Don't blow them up. I don't think it's open. Are they closing at 5:30?
I'm right here.
Are they closing at 5:30? Somebody said it was open at till 7:30. It is, huh?
They closed. I think they're having a function.
All right.
They're setting up for a private.
Are they closing at 5:30?
For 2017, I think I'm going to do this. As long as he keeps calling me, which he does, and there's some weeks that I just never call him back because it's exhausting, I'm going to play some messages from my dad. My dad will call me up, and he'll have something to say. It might be inviting me over. It might be inviting me over for dinner. Usually he has something large, like a turkey or a roast or something like that, something that he can't eat at all, and he doesn't want to throw it away. Or he'll call complaining about my car or my brother. Let's see what my dad called me for on June 8th, 2015. Let's go back to June 8th, 2015. This is my father, Paul Earl, calling me on the phone.
Hey, Chris. 30. How you doing? I got your message. Yeah, I mean, what happened was there's a little dial switch on the dashboard thing. Are you there?
Hello?
You there, Chris? Hello?
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 You there? Chris?
Yeah. Call waiting? Answer? Hello? This thing work?
He's one of the smartest guys I know, but he doesn't know how to use a phone. That was my father, Paul Earl, from June 8th, 2015. I have no idea why he called, but I kept that message because it was hilarious.
I've been alone with you inside my mind. And in my dreams, I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile.
You there, Chris? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I long to see the sunlight in your hair and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. Because I wonder where you are.
You there, Chris? Hello.
And I wonder what you do.
Hello? Hello?
Are you somewhere feeling lonely? Or is someone loving you?
Hello? Hey there?
Tell me how,
Chris.
When you're
you doing? I got your message. Yeah, I mean, what happened was there's a little dial switch on the dashboard. And you're in, are you there?
Hello?
You there, Chris? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? You there? Chris?
Yeah.
Are you waiting? The answer?
Hello?
Does this thing work?
Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying, I love you.
Are you there?
Hello?
You there, Chris? Hello?
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 There's my dad. Hello? Hello, Dad.
Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go. Hello?
Call waiting?
Call waiting. Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Does this thing work?
That's my daddy. Yep, it does, Dad. It's called the phone. All you got to do is just leave a message. You don't pick up. You don't pick up when you're not there. Anyway, why don't we do another one? That was fun. Let's do one from Daddy from October.
There we go. So there's that's from earlier in the year. I remixed that from 2015. Dad left a message with hello and threw some Lionel in there and then remixed it there. It came out beautiful. Background to Lionel Richie, Eric. What do you got there?
Yep, it's a song by Lionel Richie, taken as a third single from his second solo album, Can't Slow Down. The song was released in 1984 and reached number one on three Billboard music charts, the pop chart, the R&B chart, and adult contemporary chart for 6 whole weeks.
Nice. I think if the remix came out with Dad in it, I think it would do pretty well.
Yeah, I think it would be like...
AT40 countdown.
Absolutely. It would be 4 Billboard music charts instead of 3.
Yeah. Lionel Richie was actually on this year on the New Year's special. I forget which channel it was, but he showed up on there. I think he was with Katy Perry or something like that. But he was actually pretty good and did Dance on the Ceiling. And yeah. I think he did Hello and a couple of others. He was great. Commodores. That guy's got to be in his 70s, right?
Oh, yeah. He was awesome. He was skinny then. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Can't slow down.
He's moving fast.
I bet he slowed down a little bit since then.
Probably.
You know what's funny is, like, the stuff on here, I've been on the radio here almost 10 years. So when Dad came aboard, you know, he was about 64, 65. So now he's getting up there. What is he, 70, 74 now, right? So now... You know, I was thinking years ago, we had the Beatles with When I'm 64, and they considered that old. It's like now an average person goes in their late 70s, right? What's the expectancy for a man? 78?
I'm not even sure.
Dad will know, like, in a second.
He's about 118, I think.
Yeah. Imagine if he lasts forever.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if he, like, made a deal with the devil and he lives forever. Oh, my God. Russ is on his way, I think. I don't know, because I was just playing that, and I got to check the messages here. But I got a couple of other things here. Well, let's talk about You Too, actually. We played that Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own, which is a great song from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb from 2005. And that was about Bono and his dad, who never saw eye to eye, apparently. But, yeah, it was a pretty cool song. And he ended up singing that at his father's funeral. I think he wrote it for him like right before he had passed away. But yeah. Pretty cool tune.
Yeah, it actually reached the number one on UK singles chart. It was released in February 2005, and it was originally titled Tough.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I like that title too. Actually, he died in 2001. It says his dad.
Really?
Yeah. So they sang at the funeral for his dad, who died at 75 after cancer. Yeah, I saw You Too a couple weeks ago. Went out to Chicago. It was awesome. Awesome.
What was his father? A plumber? I forget.
I don't know. It said, let's see. I don't know.
Just says people sang at his funeral. Pretty much like people are going to the funeral. You know, they're just going to Bono's father's funeral because they just want to see you two sing. Sure. Yeah, pretty much.
Terrence in. Terrence definitely. He flew in.
Terrence got a ticket. He flew in for it.
Yeah. In front row seats.
But they ended up dedicating that song, Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own, to his dad. He said his dad had a beautiful voice, too. He must have if they had Bono, because Bono's got a good voice. You would figure you can't have, like, two parents that are like pigs for singing, you know? You got to have a good voice, at least.
Yeah.
So we got some Father's Gifts Day gift ideas for Dad when he comes in. We'll share those when he comes in. And I thought of some ideas, just some things I don't think we've gotten to ask him. And you get him on the radio, and he'll talk about it. He's a former Toastmaster. He's once a Toastmaster, always a Toastmaster. So you give him a topic, he's going to discuss it. And I got some good ones here. Like, we had the favorite food, greatest regret, any wisdom he could share, the well dumping story, the well dumping down in Tiverton, Rhode Island. So when he gets here, I was going to ask him about sailing too. I'm assuming I'm going to ask him greatest vacation. What do you think his greatest vacation is?
It's got to be Russell somewhere.
roofing Notre Dame Road.